All right, good morning once again.
Almighty Heavenly Father, even Yahweh, the great eternal God, we humbly bow in thy sight as we thank thee for this new day that we have to listen to words of truth, to increase the knowledge of that word. Father, we know that it's your guidance alone that will see us to thy kingdom. Father, we pray and ask a blessing upon all the ecclesias, that you would strengthen us, guide us, and direct us as only you can. Almighty Heavenly Father, we long for that day when thy Son will return to establish thy kingdom. And we pray for that time when your will be done on this earth as now being done in heaven. We thank you through his name, even through Jesus the Messiah, an only begotten Son, our soon coming King.
Our morning exhortation will be given by our brother Ray Braden. He's asked that we read from Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 7. And his words this morning are titled, Certainty in Uncertain Times, Isaiah 43, 1 through 7. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Now call upon Brother Ray again, his title, Certainty in Uncertain Times. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So sorry for those who have already heard this back in Orlando or Denver, given it a couple times, but I've made some tweaks to it, so it'll be a test to figure out where I changed it at. Yesterday morning, I was telling Brother Luke that I was happy to be speaking this morning because my topic was probably not going to be stolen just yet. And luckily, it hasn't been, but it has been touched upon a lot already. Through our classes and through other lectures. Brother James had talked to us about the times that have affected him during the Six-Day War, again when he was 12, and I appreciated the fact that he said he was young, and for our young people to pay attention to the times that are around us right now. This whole talk and everything for me, it was reflecting upon a lot, and I'll get into the background as to why I started giving it. What sparked it, but you're going through times right now as young people, and even as you grow, I'm still going through them, but you're going through these times where you can see God working around you in the world and current events, and you can see God working in your life. And try and take a step back if you can and reflect upon that. And so I appreciated that. And likewise, Brother Dick gave us a short story on how he is here with us today after meeting Sister D, not too long ago. And so I'm hoping this topic will inspire reflection. I'm hoping it'll encourage you. And as in Exodus, Moses, he was instructed to keep a book of remembrance for Joshua, right? When he was going into battle, when he chose Joshua to lead the Israelites into battle. He was told to keep a book of remembrance so that when it was time for Joshua to lead the people, he could go back, he can read, and see exactly what God had done for them at that time. I believe that good reflection on where you were and how you got here will show the providence of God working in your life, which is something we can all share with each other. And it will help us build stronger relationships, and it will help us hopefully grow in our faith of how God works in our lives, and that when we go through uncertain times,
we can look back and see everything that he had done for us. And so, as I said, this was a longer exhortation, so I don't have the time to go into all the details, but what sparked this talk was, and many of you may already know, based upon social media, Facebook, and whatnot, but to make an amazing story brief, back in October, my youngest son, Ezra, he was given a slim to no chance of survival. The severity of the situation spells it out just like this. There's a nurse in the NICU while Laura was going into labor, my wife Laura, while she was going into labor, they're getting the preparations ready for Ezra to be delivered. And she told us that they didn't make a chart for him that day like they do normally when they're getting ready for a baby to get rushed into the NICU. They didn't make a chart for him. And the reason why they didn't make a chart for him is because they didn't expect him to make it out the delivery room. Their water broke at the beginning of October. His due date wasn't until February. And so she sat in the hospital for 2 months. She was amazing, amazing and tough, and obviously drew a lot of strength from our community, which we'll get into in God's Word. But being able to go through and try and take a step back and looking at it in hindsight, obviously it's 2020, you'll get an appreciation as to where my words are coming from this morning and understand kind of my thoughts. But if you'd like to hear more of that, more of the details, I love talking about it. It's an amazing story, and you can see just exactly how God did it. And obviously not all stories have a positive ending, right? So we had to accept the fact that maybe it wasn't going to be that way. But we were blessed, and God, He worked a miracle within our lives. And so hopefully that'll just give you a little backdrop as to my words this morning. So again, as Brother Mike told us, the title of this talk is Certainty in Uncertain Times. And we all go through periods of our life when there is uncertainty. And how do we get through it? Do we rely on ourselves? Do we rely on God's Word? And it can be difficult when you're going through these times and you know you're going through those times not to question everything that's going on around you. And this is why it is important to have that strong foundation, right? When we are coming into Sunday school, when we're coming here and being with another every week, and for this whole week, we need to help build upon that foundation, but we need to have it first. We need to build our foundation upon that rock and upon Christ and upon God's Word. And if things aren't, because when things aren't going the way you might think, or the way you envisioned it, just like everyone envisions a healthy pregnancy and a healthy baby, you're more likely to lean upon what you have built your foundation on, right? You're more likely to lean upon that, where you've been and where you've come from, rather than yourself. Lord willing, that's the way it goes. So let's turn up Proverbs chapter 10. I'm sorry if I start skipping over some references. I know I don't have a lot of time, but I'll try and read them all. In Proverbs 10, in verse 25, as the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. Then we'll turn up a couple chapters later in chapter 12 in Proverbs. And we'll read verse 3.
Proverbs.
A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. And we'll skip down to verse 7. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. And so those are kind of, and I know we're applying these verses a little differently, but it just shows that foundation. And Brother Dick had that slide yesterday of the roots in the ground, right, with the tree coming up. All those roots are down there, and there's a huge root system for a tree to build upon, right? And it's hard to be taken down. And as we know, we can see trees last hundreds and hundreds of years. And we can do the same if we're able to build that foundation. Our foundation we build upon, is Christ and the promises of God. Again, as Brother Dick has gone through us with this class yesterday and will through the rest of the week. Let's turn up Isaiah in chapter 28. We'll just read verse 16. So this is what the Sovereign Lord says. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a precious cornerstone, for a sure foundation. The one who trusts will never be dismayed. And we'll turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We'll read verses 10 through 15. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he builds, for no one can lay any foundation other than one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stone, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burnt up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but not only as one escaping through the fire, the flames. And I know there's more we can touch upon with the foundation. We can go to Ephesians, we can go to all these scriptures and look at a foundation, but through me going through this time and reflecting upon it, being able to have that foundation, and when I started questioning, like, what's going on, I was able to come back to God's Word, and because of this foundation that was laid forth through His Word and through Christ, that's where you draw your comfort from. And so no doubt a strong foundation will help us through uncertain times. The other thing I'd say that is very important, and this is critical, it is very important, as a strong and loving community. And I can't stress that enough. Now, I wasn't raised in the truth. I met my wife when I was about 17 years old and started coming around then. So one thing that I noticed when I started coming around was how everyone interacted with each other within our community. The first Bible school I went to was Texas Bible School. And it was amazing to go down there and just to see how everyone came from across the country, just as we are today, and see those relationships. You just don't see that anywhere else. You don't see that through a lot of other communities. I was able to go down to the Orlando gathering and stay in someone's house who I never met. I was able to be with us who believe the same as us, right? And it's a really neat thing. You can go anywhere and have someone that who's there to help you and support you. I mean, if you need it, our community is there to do that for you. So while going through a time of uncertainty, our community is one thing that really helped me. And I'm sure that all of us who have been through tough circumstances can relate. Those cards that are sent, the cards that we have here this morning, those cards are wonderful when you get them. And you can't, it might be something simple, but boy, is it nice to receive them. And we see all the way back in the creation that God said in Genesis 2:18, for it is not good for man to be alone. We are meant to have these relationships. We are meant to be with one another. And so what are some aspects that we can pull out of that our community can do? Well, as a community and as a group, we are to encourage one another. Let's turn up Hebrews chapter 10. And we'll read verses 24 and 25. And let us consider how we may spur one another toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. So we need to encourage one another. Iron sharpeneth iron, as we've already heard this week. An amazing aspect of being here today in our community is we draw the presence of God. And then we read that in Matthew 18, right? Wherever two are in my name, there I am with them. I kind of paraphrase that, probably butchered it, but right now we have the presence of God, and that's an amazing thing to think about. Our community, we're supposed to be enjoyable, peaceful, and loving. And we read in Psalms 133 how great it is for you, brethren, to dwell in unity. And we can turn up Romans in chapter 12. And we'll read verses 3 through 10. For by grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. And last but not least, one thing that I really can't stress enough either, and something that our situation showed that we briefly touched upon, is that we pray for one another. Our situation with Ezra really showed, I believe, the power of prayer. And it is my belief that God truly listened to every prayer and answered them. And I liken it to the passage in Ezra. And I can't go without having verses in Ezra right while talking about them. So let's turn up Ezra chapter 8. And these are a set of verses that, as you read through, you can easily read over them. But it's funny how different perspectives in your life can really draw things out. So we'll read verses in Ezra chapter 8. We'll read verses 21 through 23. There, by the Ahava Canal, I proclaimed a fast so that we might humble ourselves before our God and ask Him for a safe journey for us and our children with all of our possessions. I was ashamed to ask the king for soldiers and horsemen to protect us from the enemies on the road, because we had told the king the gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks to Him. But His great anger is against all who forsake Him. So we fasted and petitioned our God about this, and He answered our prayers. And again, we can just quickly read in verse 31. On the 12th day of the first month, we set out from the Ahava Canal to go to Jerusalem. The hand of our God was on us. He protected us from our enemies and the bandits along the way. So we arrived in Jerusalem, where we rested 3 days. Those are a great set of verses. You can see how they petitioned to God as a community. They fasted. They did this together. It wasn't just one person. As you can see in Daniel's prayer, right, when he saw what Israel was doing, what the Jews were doing, he ripped off and he prayed. And it's different than that. It wasn't just Ezra doing this. It was the whole assembly. It was the community. They did this together. They fasted together. And God granted them a safe passage. So I know there's much more we can discuss this morning, but for the sake of time, we'll start wrapping this up. It is my hope that this is something that is uplifting to you all. That while we are awaiting the return of Christ, our Savior, I hope that when the uncertain times come, you'll be able to draw from the Scriptures and remember all the certainty there is with God's Word. Just as we read out of Isaiah as our opening set of verses. Go back and read through those. It's so comforting when you go through it and you know, God chose you. and he has a plan for you. So when you are going through uncertain times, you can go through the scriptures and reflect upon them, and reflect upon, again, where you were and where you are today. Reflect on where you were and where you are now. Look for the times God has worked in your life. Whatever scriptures bring you comfort, memorize them. And don't be afraid to ask others for help, because our community is strong and always wanting to help. And if you see someone struggling, see what you can do to help. It doesn't hurt. But most of all, pray. Pray for them. We all bring our own talents to the table, and we can help in many ways, even ways that you don't even know you can. Although the odds may seem against us, we know how Gideon was able to overcome, and we can too. Let us please keep pushing together towards the kingdom and when Christ returns, and help one another, spur one another on to good works and to love. And I'd like to finish with a couple of readings. We'll turn to Zechariah chapter 14. And we'll read verse 9. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. And in Isaiah chapter 33. And we'll read verse 22. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, and he will save us. Thank you.